And I turn, you look on the shoulder. I said, now, Lord, it's your baby. It's too heavy for me. Now, you deal with it. Because I'm through with them.
Like paying lateral pass.
There you go. I said, I am through with it. Now, you say you're going to be my father? You going to solve a problem? Now, you solve it. Now, I tried. Because you say you help those who help themselves. Now, I tried. Now, you handle it. Even my mom and dad have seen the change in me. This young one, I'm trying to get away. Trying to show him my trick. Life is short. Life is really short. And the little bit of time that I have left, I'm just going to try to live it as happy as possible for me and my girls. Mm-hmm. And whoever's around me, as long as I don't hurt anybody, as long as... as my happiness is not at the expense of somebody else's.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Because I can't deal with that. I can't deal with that.
Because I'm good. I got a conscience. Mm-hmm.
That I'm bad. Because if my conscience begins to bother me too hard, I have to go to that individual and try to rectify that situation. Try to rectify it right then and there. Because, you know, we as human beings, we have a tendency of doing things subconsciously, not realizing that we have hurt the next man. And then all of a sudden, some say, hey, that went too cool.
Mm-hmm.
Check your step. Because I'm never too proud to apologize.
Yeah, it's like you say, don't burn the bridges at your house, because you might have to cross them again.
Thank you.
I don't know if that's in the Bible.
It is. This is so true. A lot of people don't realize that. Because they just get so stuck on self.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with all these self motives. You know, what I can get from me. Everything is me, 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 me. But what about the next man? What about him? He want a piece of the rock also. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He wants a piece of the rock. And the frustrating thing with me is that I feel this way and I want everybody to feel this way. You know, like that to me, there would be harmony. You know, there would be love, there would be peace, you know, there would be contentment, you know, tranquility, you know. And I said, Mom, you know, how come, you know, what motivates, you know, how... why there's so much emphasis on self? Now, I can see the emphasis on self if it's going to help the individual as far as growth is concerned, as far as helping him dealing with himself along with other people. Not trying to hurt, not trying to scheme, connive, or what have you. Anything of that nature. But so many people nowadays, man, it's a constant rip-off. It's a constant, hey, you know, I did him in. Or I did her in.
I thought it might have a lot to do with just living in the city or the way that the city is set up, I guess. Something to the fact that people in the city, they have a house, point A, work, point B, from house to work, from work to house, work to house, house to work.
Yeah, not in
and
the
that's it. That's their whole life. But in smaller towns, at least the ones I've been to in Alabama,
they have that closeness.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody's house burns down, somebody else will go out and help them. Somebody house burns down here, you get the fire department, period.
That's right.
If you're lucky.
I tell you what, there was a time that I can remember, we could go to the store and leave that house wide open.
Mm-hmm.
And
There
was a time where if mom and daddy had to go somewhere, mom would say,